That's Meruba Kaproson. We learn out Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur. And Veloy Prachim of here, we did not ask this question. I saw your hostum over there, Kapor Mikhtav Tzivo. There it says Chatis Lashem. It says the word Lechatis Lashem. That a carbon Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the Torah calls it a Chatis. If so, we know it's Mechapur on something that has a key of course. So therefore, the question there was, maybe on Rosh Chodesh is Mechapur on everything? So therefore, Gilu Milsa Biyamu. It's the Gilu Milsa that just like on the Musaf of Yom Kippur is only Mechapa Tumish Mitzvah and not more. So the Gilu Milsa we can learn out to Rosh Chodesh. That Rosh Chodesh also is only Mechapa al Tumish Mitzvah and not more. But how do I know the Chalas Mechapa Fechim? Correct? Because it says Chatas Lashem. So Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is good. Just the Korban Musaf of Gimel Regalim, here is the question. How do I know it's Mechapa? On the Chet Sheesh by Chorus, it doesn't say the word Chatas by Gimel Regalim. And we cannot learn it out from Rosh Chodesh or from Yom Kippur. For instance, this is a question. Abel Hocha, Ikla Meima, Kula Milsa, Leigam Rinan. But here we cannot learn out the Musaf of Gimel Regalim from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has special kabbonis, Meruba Kaproson. But I cannot learn out the Gimel Regalim. So how do I know that the story of Gimel Regalim is Mechapir? For instance, Ela Kedi Yomer Rab Choma Ba'achanina. That he says, Soyer v'soyer. There's a Gzeira Shava, Soyer v'soyer. Ho'achinami, Soyer v'soyer. It's a Gzeira Shava. So since we got the Gzeira Shava is, Rashi says, Rashi says, Soyer v'soyer, Soyer have enough to lift up the Kulay. Well, it says this Soyer, it says an extra Vav. So Vav, Moisav, Alin Yerishan, Lahakish. Or my hekish, ikish, sir el golem, the shall of Kurdish. It says by the Gimel Golem, Usir, the extra vav has come to teach us to learn out Gimel Golem from Rosh Chodesh. Rukha Lom and Binyanav. This we already learned out from the Binyanav already, the Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Dov Alom and the Binyanav, Chayzim Alam and Dekish. That's how we know the Kitzah, the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh. That it's Mechapeh, Fatumas, Nitzish, Kudeshav. We learn out from the extra vav. It says, Usir, the vav is teaching us that this Sawyer we learn out from a different Sawyer. From which Sawyer? From the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh it says clearly, Chatas Lashem, that it's Mechaper. That's how I know the Gimel Golem is also Mechaper, Al Tumash Mitzvah Shekudosh. And the Ifkush, Seer Regolem, the Seer Rosh Chodesh. This Vav teaches us that we learn out the Musaf of Gimel Golem from the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Now, Ma Seer Rosh Chodeshim, Eina Mechaperim Ela. Al Shein Voyidiyah, Leibatil Leibasoif, just like by Rosh Chodesh. It's only Mechaper, where there's no Yidiyah at all. It's called the Chet Lashem. You do not know at the beginning and at the end. It's Af Soyer Regolem. The same thing, the Korban Musaf, that's brought in the Gimel Regolem, the same Sfara, Ain't on Mechaperim, El Al Shein Voyidiyah, Leibatil Leibasoif. This is the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Sfara. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says that both the Soyer of Rosh Chodesh and the story of the Gimel Golem are both Mechaper on the same thing. They're both Mechaper only on Al Shein Lo Yediyah Lo Yibatchil of Lo Yibasoif. So the Ikalim is from where? From Rosh Chodesh. And there it says Chatas LaHashem. Mashma only Hashem knows that he did a Chet. That's called Ein Lo Yediyah Lo Yibatchil of Lo Yibasoif. So the Chatas LaHashem teaches us only for Ein Lo Yediyah. How do I know Gimel Golem? That's the Chal. I don't know what's Mechaper, but I have an extra Vav who's Sirisim. It says the Vav, the extra Vav, who series him, teach us, we learn out this series him from another series him. So the one closest to it is Rosh Chodesh. So we learn out Gimel Regalim from Rosh Chodesh. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in the Mishnah, that both of them are only Mechaper, Al Shein Lo Yediyah, Lei Batchila V'Lei Basay. Now, Iburla, here's a question like this. Kiyo Mar Rabbi Yehuda, when did Rabbi Yehuda say, Al Shein Bo Yediyah, Lei Batchila V'Lei Basay? That he said these musaf is on Aron in the Chaper. We have no Yediyah at all. Hani mili v'chet shein seif livada. Maybe only on the chet that you will never find out about it. It's something that you'll never know about it. You didn't realize it at the beginning, and you won't realize it at the end either. Avochet she seif livada, but a chet maybe that eventually you would find out about it. Kimishi yesh Yediyah b'seif gami. Maybe that's considered like you have Yediyah b'seif. If so, Osoyu Hanasa Bachutz, the Yamakippa Mechaper. So maybe that goes into the category of Ein Lo Yediyah B'Achila, but Yesh Lo Yediyah B'Soif. that then Rosh Chodesh is not mechaper, but the Sayer of Musaf Yom Kippur is mechaper. I do maybe know afilu chet she safely vod, even though it's such a chet that eventually for sure he will find out about it. Like he said, he went down the street and it was Tamei. He did not realize it, and he still doesn't realize it. But for sure, eventually he's going to find out about it. People talk about it, and he'll for sure find out what he did wrong. So maybe since he's going to find out what he did, it's fitted that he has the idea, or maybe no. Hashtaniyu chetshein makiboy. Elo Hashem karinim bay. But right now, Peshasa comes, Rosh Chodesh, he does not realize it. When it came Rosh Chodesh now, it's still called Ein Lo Yediya Leibat Chilam, for Leibat Saif. Right now, he still does not realize what he did wrong. So maybe it's still called the chet that only Hashem knows about it, and maybe Rosh Chodesh could be mechaper. Rashi says, Shesoifim Yivoda, Kegayin Sheruah Shenitma. People saw him that he became Tamei. And this was the Nisayf Lev Lodiyah. They'll for sure tell him. His son saw him. So his son is a shog and asked the father. He has a chash of a son. So the son saw his father touch the mace in the morning, and then he saw his son go to the base of Migdish. So for sure, the son is going to ask the father, what did you do? You were Tamei, how did you go to the base of Migdish? So eventually the father will find out about it. So in such a case, what's going to be, what? That's the Shiloh. What's such a Seifel Livoda, what is that called? Is that considered like a Yediyah now? Or right now there's no Yediyah? Gemara answers, so Shema, come up, bring your proof of this Shiloh. It says clearly the Tanya will learn like this. Al Shein Bo Yediyah Leiva Tchilub Leiva Seif. That's what the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper. Vechet She Seifel Livoda Sivir Yeragolim Sivir Rosh Chodesh Mechaperim Divir Rav Yudah. You see, clearly, you go bust the hashta right now, since you do not realize it, even though Saifa, your son, will tell you what happened, but right now you do not realize it, right now it's called the Chet only Lashem, therefore, if it's Rosh Chodesh now, the Mustaf of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for such a Chet. Who at the end, the Mustaf of Gimur Golim is Mechaper for such a Chet. Even though later he'll find out about it, but go bust the hashta right now, he does not realize it. Let's turn over. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Shimon Mishnah argues on Rabbi Yudin and says no. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Sirei HaRagolim, Mechaprin, Avoloi Sirei Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Shimon makes a difference between the Sayer of Gimur HaRagolim and the Sayer of Rosh Chodesh. He holds Rosh Chodesh is only Mechaper, Al Tohor, Shochel HaTatame. Omer Rabbi Loz, Omer Rabbi Shia, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Because according to this, we're going to be lost. How did we know that Gimur HaGolim is Mechaper Al Shem Bo Yediyah only from Rosh Chodesh? Because Rosh Chodesh it says Chatzah Flashem. According to Rav Shimon, we're lost. Rav Shimon says Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper to something else. The Mustaf of Rosh Chodesh is only Mechaper our person that's told that ate Bosa that's cut, that ate Bosa. When he was told, he ate Bosa Kotchim. If so, how do we know that Gimur HaGolim is Mechaper Al Shem Bo Yediyah Levechil Levechil? You can't learn that from Rosh Chodesh, so we're lost. Amri Avlazim Rabbi Shia. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Omar Kura, the Pasuk says, V'oysa nosan lachem losayt es oven haidah, that this is given, we're given this korban to forgive for the chet of the haidah. Now, V'hai Kura, v'soya de Rosh Chodesh Tzid. It's talking about Rosh Chodesh this Pasuk, so it says clearly, the musaf, the chatis of Rosh Chodesh is coming for forgiveness. It says what? Oven haidah. For the avera of the haidah. Now, what does oven mean? The Yalef Oven Oven Mitzit. He learns that Oven Oven from the Kapara, what the Tzitz does, that the Kohen Gadol wears from the Tzitz. Ne'ma Kan Oven, it says here by the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, the lost face of Oven Oida. Ne'ma Lahalain Oven, it says by Tzitz also, the word Oven. But she says Oven Oven Mitzit. The Tzitz Day, the Nosa Aroin as Oven HaKodeshim. It says by the Tzitz, by him wearing the Tzitz on his forehead, the thing that says Kodesh Lashem, that's Mechapra, the Oven of Kodeshim. If so, Mal Alon Tumas Bosa, just like by the Tzitz, what is the Tzitz Merata? That if you have the Bosa that's Tamei, or the Dam became Tamei, if you make a Zrika with it, the Tzitz makes it that it's a good Kapara. Is Afkan here also? The Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper Tumas Bosa. That again, the person was starved, and he ate Bosa Tamei. Well, he ate Bosa Tamei, for this, the Kapara is the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh. He learned that up and over from Tzitz. But he might know, Ima Lahalan Oilin,
Al Kabelin. What is the tzitz maratza? The tzitz only helps that if they bring a korban that's tamei, it's good. Even though the dam is tamei, the bus is tamei, still the zrik helps for the evet. So it doesn't have to do with us eating the meat. It has to do with that the korban is good. So maybe you're also that the story of Rosh Chodesh is only in the Chapra Al-Oilin. Only if they did a chet, that they brought a korban that's tamei, maybe the Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. Afkan, oven. And the Gemara Eidah says, no, it says the word Eidah. Master Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on a chet, that the Eidah, that the people themselves do. So it has to be a chet that we do, not what the Kayin did that was makir of Basar at tamei. So therefore on Rosh Chodesh it says oven or Eidah. Oven means on tumma. Eidah means to put people. So a person that ate boss the kachim at tamei, for this he needs a kaparot. Michti, let's see. Migma gmiru miadodi. Nichapu de Rosh Chodesh adi day, viyadi tzitz. If you're learning out one from the other, learning out Rosh Chodesh. From the tzitz, it says the word oven by the tzitz. And the word oven here by the soyer of Rosh Chodesh. And so maybe the soyer of Rosh Chodesh is also mechaper for what the tzitz does. In other words, the soyer of Rosh Chodesh will do two things. The soyer of Rosh Chodesh first will be mechaper on a person that eats the bosa tamei, ala tor, shochleta tamei. But let it also be mechaper for the tzitz. Maybe it will also help us if they brought a carbon, the tumor, maybe the soyer of Rosh Chodesh would help you. So the question is, what do you need that for? You have the tzitz. Now, if Kamina is upset if tzitz broke, or he's not wearing the tzitz. That's the last question. Michti, migmag miru meadodi, nechapa de Rosh Chodesh adidei, via the tzitz. And now, Kamina, the question is, I have a tzitz. What will we need the kapara of Rosh Chodesh for? Lehecha de nishpura tzitz. What's going to be if right before an error of Rosh Chodesh, the crying God's tzitz broke? And they couldn't, it's not fixable. So, it comes Rosh Chodesh now. If they bring the korban, the tumah, there's nothing to be mechaper. Maybe the soyer Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for that. Just like you're learning out Rosh Chodesh from the tzitz, maybe it has the koyach to do like the tzitz. Then in the case where the tzitz broke, and they brought the korban, the tumah, maybe this mutzah will be mechaper. On Makroah, the pasuk says no, it says oven. So, darshan oven, achav, hu naisa, v'yei naisa, beiz avoyis. No, the carbon musaf of a Shkodesh only has one kapara just for a person that eats basa tamei, but not for the mizbeach, not if they brought a carbon betumah. Okay, now the Gemara says, v'nechapet tzitz adidei v'adei Rosh Chodesh. Let's say the tzitz has the kliyas and mechapet also for both. If you brought a carbon one's tummy on the mizbeach, that's also mechapet of a person at four eats basa tamei. Maybe it's mechapet both ways. Now, Kamino, l'tumadira v'zelazeh. True, when you bring a carbon Rosh Chodesh, that's mechaper. But let's say after Rosh Chodesh, a person ate bosa at tamei, and he wants to have a fast kapara. So maybe when the Kohen Gadol wears his tzitz, the tzitz is mechaper al oven, maybe this is also one of the ovens that's mechaper. So that maybe the tzitz helps for a person that ate bosa at tamei after Rosh Chodesh, in between the two Rosh Chodesh. On Makro, no, it says even by the tzitz, oisa. Okay, it says by Rosh Chodesh. It says again, the oisa nasa lachem lost his oven as their oisa. It has an oisa nice oven, the ena cheres nice oven. Again, this chet, that is the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, comes to the mechaper, the Torah says oisa. Only the musaf of Rosh Chodesh could take care of it. Nothing else. So here we're not, the tzitz cannot be mechaper what the soyer of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. So that's how Rav Shimon learns out the korban of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper al atame al atala shokotame. Ravashi Yomar, Chiv Hocha Oven Eidah of Loi Kodeshim. No, it says better, except for Rosh Chodesh, for Nos Oven Eidah. It's only the Avera that the people did. For Loi Kodeshim, not on the Chet of Kodeshim, not if you brought the Korban when it's coming. For that Chet of Kodeshim, that only the Tzitz is Maratza, not the Korban Musaf. Loi Kodeshim, Bahasim, Chiv Oven Akodeshim. And by the Tzitz, it says clearly, it's the mechapa for the Adam, Adam, Oven, Akkadishin. The Torah says clearly, V'loi Yaida, teach us so clearly that tzitz is only for Kabbonis, and Rosh Chodesh is for people, and if we eat Vasa Ritzan. The Torah says good, according to Rav Shimon now, Ashkechon, Sirei, Rosh Chodeshim, the mechapa in Ator, Shachat HaTamei. That's very good. So this statement of Rav Shimon we have is very good, that Rosh Chodesh is coming over in Haida for Ator, Shachat HaTamei. But now, Sirei, we go in, the mechapri al shem boyidia loy bakhilul v'asayif. We know it. How does Rav Shimon know this? We know it because we learn it out from Rosh Chodesh. But according to Rav Shimon, Rosh Chodesh is different. How do we know that the kapara of gimur golem the musaf of Zimra Golim, what is it coming for kapara? What type of a kapara? How do we know it's coming? Al-Shayn Bo-Yudi Le-Mechivu. Granted, the Yom Rav Chama of Rabbi Kanino, Soyer is Soyer, just like before we said we learn out the Soyer of Rosh Chodesh, of Gimel Golem. From Rosh Chodesh, he also makes the Turkish Soyer is the Sez also Usir region, Sez next revolve by the Gimel Golem, Soyer is Soyer, the Ishka Sire Golem.